Tonight, the people of Britain will see something on their television screens that has never happened before on British soil. The Prime Minister and his two main challengers will square off for an American-style debate. How has British democracy gone this long without a debate like that? It's just one more sign of what many are calling the presidentialization of British politics. Vicky Barker reports from London.
When Britons settle down with their tea, their digestive biscuits, and their TV remote tonight, this is what they'll see. 90 minutes of the three main candidates talking in turn about domestic policy. No applause or heckling from the studio audience allowed. A pale, tame shadow of the rhetorical Punch and Judy show that is Prime Minister's Question Time. But the event is still unprecedented for British democracy, says Kevin Maguire of the Daily Mirror.
It is historic because for the first time, viewers will be able to see the main party leaders. You'll be able to see their personalities, their politics, their policies. So I think it'll put the whole focus of the campaign on those three debates. This is the first real television election.
Today we are just outside Leeds in a beautiful area called Cookeridge. So we're up in Yorkshire.
Another sign of change in British politics, wives on the campaign trail. This is Samantha Cameron, married to opposition Conservative leader David Cameron. His and her video diaries have been posted on the party's website and on YouTube. It's also made wives fair game. The tabloids jeered when Gordon Brown's wife, Sarah, stepped out in open-toed shoes the other day with unpolished toenails. Longtime political operators like former Home Secretary Charles Clarke are bemused.
Strong women are very important in politics, whether as candidates themselves or as the spouses of others. But judging them by their looks and appearances and all the rest of it, I think it's pretty sad myself.
Now, a party election broadcast by the Liberal Democrats.
Now, a party election broadcast by the Labour Party.
Technically, it's always been the party, not the person, you voted for here. That's how parliamentary democracies work. And it's a party's policies, not its personalities, that have always counted. But a new survey shows that for the first time since these polls began, a party's leader is now as important a factor as that party's policy in determining how Britons plan to vote. Suddenly, the personality of the candidates matters. And that means the debates really matter. Sir Robert Worcester, founder of Maury Pollsters.
In close elections, and this one looks to be close, the TV debates could be the thing that wins or lose the election for one of the candidates or the other. This is not like party election broadcasts. This is not like Prime Minister's Question Time. They're turnoffs. This is big time.
So, how do the contenders look? British bookies call Conservative leader David Cameron the frontrunner. Casually dressed, light on his feet, he's taken pains to downplay his upper-class background. On the other hand, expectations for Labour's Gordon Brown are so low at this point that even a slight relaxation of his trademark machine gun staccato of statistics may reap him big dividends. As for Nick Clegg of the Liberal Democrats, he'll be trying to improve on the slow and steady ascent of his party, which won 23% of the vote in the last election. Chris's, a fish and chip restaurant in West London. Stay-at-home mother Jackie Sutherland sees the debates as an extension of the blogs and online videos the parties are also putting out. That kind of interactivity has changed people's relationship to their politicians, she says.
People are much more into computers and things these days. They want to have access to the big guys, and they see that the debates is a way of getting closer to them and seeing them put on the spot.
At a table by the window, electrician Dwayne Chambers says he'll be watching the debate, even though he's already pretty sure he's voting for Nick Clegg.
Basically, I'm just going to be watching out of general interest because of the live campaign. I find that quite intriguing. I'll just watch because of that, basically. I've not really been following the parties much.
More than half of voting-age Britons plan to watch at least one of the debates, about the same proportion as turns out to vote. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.